Coach King, you there?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Eddie Joe's got a few questions for you.
Well, I don't have many questions. I just, first of all, want to say congratulations on an outstanding season, John, and the coaches and everybody. And, you know, we're fortunate enough again. We're going to the playoffs. And, you know, especially I was really happy that I think probably everybody, I'm sure, play tonight, and a lot of young players who will be coming back for a year or 2 years, and then of course our graduating seniors. I'm just so happy for them and for the coaching staff. A tremendous job all season.
Well, I do appreciate that. Our kids have laid it on the line for us each and every week, and for us to be able to get our 20th consecutive trip to the playoffs, and, you know, ended up 7-2, second in their district, which gives us a home game in the first round by district. And kind of everything I hear from the coaches and everything looks like it's going to be Lufkin. And we'll be at home next Friday night. I think 7:30 kickoff. I'll have to confirm that. But, you know, the good thing is we are at home. So excited about that. Kids earned the right to play a playoff game at home.
Yeah, you know, the last few years, we've been very fortunate to be able to have you know, first round home game, and you know, the enthusiasm with the fans, and you know, the whole school body, and then the players and everything, that seems to just kind of put a little extra emphasis on. You know, hey, let's really go out there and let's make things really happen. And I know y'all have a hard week ahead, getting, you know, preparing for Lufkin. Gosh, we've played them so many times in great battles, and it'll be the same this coming week.
Well, yeah, you know, for us, I mean, the kids earn the right to go to the high school playoffs in Texas, and that's an honor, you know. And you know, something we shouldn't take for granted. We've been kind of spoiled for 20 years. We've been able to go to the postseason, make deep runs, win a state championship, all those things. You know, we had kind of ironic. We had originally scheduled Lufkin in the regular season and lost that game when redistricting realignment came out. And I guess the football guys got together and said, y'all going to play anyway. So Longview-Lufkin and first round of playoffs, and Old East Texas rival, one we know quite a bit about, and they know a lot about us, so we're excited about the opportunity, and that's what we got. We got a chance at one more one-game season and to play in the school board playoffs.
John, you got to be really happy with the way you ran the football tonight. I mean, it was quite impressive. It started off really with the 71-yard run by Caden Meredith, but I thought we ran the ball exceptionally well tonight.
Yeah, we were effective running it, and, you know, it's something we felt like we need to try to do coming in. See if they could stand up to the run game, but we have, and something they probably hadn't seen a whole lot of, and not a lot of people do what we do. So use that to our advantage. Thought our offensive line blocked well, running backs ran well, broke some tackles, made some big runs. So it was, all in all, a good night of running the football, and, you know, we made some key throws, big plays when we needed to, and then when we got to 35-point lead, you know, just didn't throw it a whole lot. And guy blaming on whoever, that's kind of how I feel. I don't try to run it up on anybody. And so we emptied the benches and tried to run the clock out.
Yeah, and one of the things that, too, is we put a tremendous amount of pressure on their quarterback. I mean, I thought from the outside, wow, the pressure was really kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought our defensive line did a good job getting after him pretty good. Secondary mates, you know, they were squeezing routes and just made it hard to throw the ball. So, you know, when you got all that going on, good, get the best pass defense, good pass rush, and you had that tonight.
You know, one other thing, too, I think the last couple of weeks we've done a lot better on penalties and having penalties against us. We still made a few tonight, but I think we've really cleaned that up from earlier in the year.
Yeah, we didn't have many tonight. I had to delay a game, which that was intentional, you know, just trying to
back it up, punt it. We were at midfield, fourth and five, and then we might have – we had another – a couple offsides penalties, defensive line, and I don't know. I think that's about it. But it's better, you know, and, you know, kids are playing a lot more confidence and a lot more focus, and, you know, it shows. So it was a good night for us. Proud of our kids, proud of our coaches, everyone involved. So just have an opportunity to play again.
Yeah, and it's great to play that first playoff game at home.
I think we're looking forward
to that.
Yeah, sure, I am too. Heck, we get to come back to Lobo Stadium. That's what I told him after the Highland Park game. I said, if you want to play here again, here's what you got to do. And, you know, we had to go through a COVID cancellation. We had to go through an open week. We had to go through Thanksgiving and to get to these last couple of weeks, do what we needed to do. And we did. And Lobo's going to the playoffs, get a home game, and I'm sure we'll have a huge crowd between Longview and Lufkin.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, John. It was another great win for the Lobos, and we start the playoffs next week. You got any final words you want to say?
No, just thank y'all, and I appreciate Lobo Nation. Had a good crowd tonight, made it way over here, and, you know, keep supporting
these
kids. You know, it's 2020 season. It's been crazy, but, you know, we got a chance to continue it on, and as crazy as it's been, we don't want it to end. But thank y'all, and go Lobo.
Okay. Yes, go Lobo. Good job, John.
All right, guys.
Bye. All right, Matt, we'll turn it back over to you now.